Allie Arlt here. Outside of the dorms where Vikings players reported to camp earlier this week, the rookies came out first, and then the vets came through to show them how it's done. Let's go inside and check it out.
You look prepared. You knew maybe you were sitting in a single bed. You brought your own comforter?
Yeah. I was some of the veterans informed me of that, to bring your own bed or a comforter and an extra pillow. So I'm ready for that. And, we're going to test out the bed. Let's see how it feels, you know.
You know who your roommate is yet?
I don't know. I'm trying to figure that out.
Pretty disappointed that I'm rooming with this guy, but I think it'll be all right.
And how do you feel, Pat?
I don't like him. I don't like him.
First impressions. You're a big guy. That's a bed. What are you thinking?
Yeah, it's going to be fun. So it's going to be good. I'll be all right, though.
I think you guys can push beds together, stepbrother style, and maybe sleep comfortable.
Possibly, but I don't think I'm going to be doing that this camp, so.
Bucky, you have plastic wrap around the bottom of your bed. I think that they did that on purpose. For what reason for you?
I don't know. I guess we're going to find out. Hey, cleanliness next to heaven. Hey, that's
There's a sale on dorm bedding. So I'd say Ben and I are pretty big bargainers. And we got the dorm pillow for $3 and the comforter for $12.
Nice how they have that conveniently laid out, not for college kids, but for NFL players, really.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. It's like going back to college.
Ben, what would you say is one of the most interesting things that you brought to camp with you?
Ooh, this happened in college, actually. I had AAA batteries. Always have them on me after this happened, because someone asked for specifically AAA batteries, and I had them ready to go in my backpack, and it was one of the most rewarding moments of my life, probably.
We are so proud of you.
Thank you very much.
Sam, it's your very first training camp with the Vikings. You've just walked into your dorm room. Give me your initial thoughts.
You know, I'm excited. This is my first dorm room since college. So, I'm going to kind of have to figure out the ropes here.
Please give us a little bit of an insight here into what are in these boxes.
First, number one must is definitely the gel mattress pad. You got to have these. These beds are all great and dandy and everything, but they're not that comfortable. So we got to do that. And then, of course, all my snacks, my honchos, and my beaver nuggets, and my sweet tooth gets to me a little bit. So I made me a little baggie of sweet tooth with my Sour Patch Kids and stuff. So.
How do you think your nutritionist feels about this?
Probably not very good.
Pillow and blanket, because every time I come here, I forget a blanket, and I'm freezing the first night, and then I got to go buy one. So, but I did remember the pillows, and I did remember a blanket this time.
I just mentioned bed, so egg crate, definitely. Need to soften up the head so I could be comfortable throughout the whole training camp. So that's major, you know. Sleep is major, you know, recovery with your body. So definitely had to be comfortable when I'm laying down.
How is the beds here? How comfortable are they?
Well, I'll tell you what, a lot of the other people's beds aren't very comfortable, but I haven't even seen my bed yet, but I know it's special because they were just telling me about it. So,
how do we get one of those?
You need 15 years.
Is this the old folks home down here? They give you the...
Harrison has one too. So,
okay.
It's not the old folks.
Okay.
I think there's going to be one more person that has one. I don't know, but maybe it just has to be on defense.
You know. Defensive head coach, I get it.
I've seen you make a couple trips from your car with this cart. What's one of the most important things you brought to camp with you?
My Nespresso maker, so I can have my Nespresso maker. It's right there in there with my little cup my wife made me and my kids. It says daddy, best dad ever, so I'm going to drink that every day with my Nespresso.
So caffeine fuels Everson Griffin.
Yes, sir. Yes, it does.
All right. Been here in Mankato for a while. Favorite thing about Mankato?
Jake's Pizza. Anytime I can sneak away from the dining hall and go get some Jake's Pizza. I tried to push it off a little bit and, you know, not go right away. You know, it almost makes you deserve it later on in training camp. So Jake's Pizza will be what I miss most about Mankato.
I think the way that our fans come out and show the support for us, I mean, every time we have practice, you know, whether it's in the stadium, whether it's out on the two fields there, they come out in full force, they cheer for us. It's a fun environment to be around those people.
You know, I think the fans love it here in Mankato. I think the people from this area are going to be really supporting us this year since it's our last year here. And looking forward to just seeing a lot of old teammates and, like I said, old coaches and just all the fans that come from this close-knit area.
But we know the fans here can't wait to see you.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.